Blog Talk Radio.
Came across one. I mean, you know, like if I technically saw one. I actually saw two footprints today. And it's actually a regular thing. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was like from that last, like, not last time, but the very first time they were very so distinct. Like, two full on footprints in the mud. Like, it was more in a mud type of thing, you know. And it really stuck out, you know. You could even see, like, I know, like, toenail, kind of, like, claw thing. But, yeah, no, today I, I mean, some of them, like most of the time, actually, they're very kind of faint, but you can make them out. And I took a picture on my phone, and I put it on my Facebook wall. You know, I actually, just before I uploaded it, you know, I had to adjust it just a little bit, you know, just trying to, like, enhance it, you know, just ever so a little bit, you know, not much, you know, not much, but it's there. And I just, and my opinion is that these Yowies are nocturnal. You know, they only come out mostly at night. And I believe Yowies aren't really that rare. It's just that it's rare to see one in daylight because, you know, they're mostly nocturnal. Like a possum or something. I mean, a far cry from a possum, but you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm very tempted to, you know, get myself a night vision camera and go out like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and go in that general area completely unarmed, completely, completely like defenseless. Just bring a camera, a night vision camera. You know, to score for food, I mean, it'd be like going out looking for gorillas, but only, you know, the ultimate gorilla, if you will, you know. So apparently these things can knock over trees. That's a hobby that they, you know, they can push over solid trunks of trees, you know. Oh, my God. And I believe they eat the kangaroos, that's for sure. Like for example, I was walking back from what I was doing, and, you know, I happened to see a, you know, I don't want to say such things, but, you know, I saw a kangaroo on the side of the dirt track. And sure, you know, it could have been a wild animal or something like that, but it seemed like it was done in such a way that, you know, it seemed like it's just something that a Yowie would do, because that's all on that track is where Yowie footprints are. And it's actually on the regular. It's not like it's just like I have to really try too hard to see these tracks. You know, you just got to keep an eye out and look on the ground, walking along it. But my main question is where the hell are they, you know, where they sleep? You know, because the thing is, it's like we're in like a suburban area, you know, and it's kind of like a hill and, you know, the matter is like, well, where are they coming from? Yeah, you know, that's the real question. Because, I mean, it'd be all way too easy for these, like, you know, Yowies to be walking, like, you know, they could just walk into the streets, you know, of the suburb. You know, I know it doesn't make sense, and I may sound like I'm crazy or something, but, you know, you can't deny the evidence of these footprints. So. I mean, I have no doubt about it. Especially like I was saying in the broadcast about, you know, I heard that strange growl. And I believe, because that would have been about, oh, let me see, about 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, I don't know what I was doing. But yeah, like, I believe it was hunting the kangaroo. Because I think what happened was, I had this, like, you know, a deep grumbling growl. It was actually quite a unique sound that I've never heard before in my life. And it certainly wasn't a kangaroo. Because what happened was, I heard the growl. Oh, what was it? I heard the growl kind of thing, and I saw the kangaroo come out of the bushes. And so obviously this Yowie was obviously hunting the kangaroo. And I had to bring out my phone, and I tried recording. I mean, by then, you know, it was a little bit of a distance away from it. But nevertheless, I mean, at the time, and then, like, it obviously would have walked away, but it was pitch black. You know, some mornings can be actually quite light. You know, you can see pretty well. You know, half the time you can, half the time you can't. And unfortunately, this instance of time at the time, you know, it was actually quite dark. And, you know, anyway, I was recording in video mode, and it's like, you know, I didn't upload it on Facebook or on YouTube or anything like that, but I was describing what at that time, you know, I was trying to do the best I can of recording, if I could pick up anything, but it was just too pitch black, and I re-looked at the footage and tried to brighten up as much as physically possible, but it was just black footage, unfortunately. My goodness, you know, what I wouldn't give to be at the right time with the right, you know, night vision footage, you know. I'd be like, here it is, here's the definitive proof, you know. Excuse me. But no, I'm on a mission, man. I'm on a mission to get the definitive proof. I mean, I can't even believe people are actually still to this day, you know, debating about the Pennington film. Now, you know, what's my opinion? Well, yes, it's absolutely true. I can't believe, you know, the best for all time, you know, practical effects creator Stan Winston, you know, all the best movies ever made. And his opinion on the Patterson film about the Bigfoot suit, that he says it's a suit, says, oh, it's a very poorly done suit and would have been able to be made for about $2,000. You know, coming from Stan Winston, bless his heart, may he rest in peace. But no, I don't believe that at all. I mean, they've thoroughly studied it, even the walking, you know, because apparently, you know, for Bigfoot, you know, he and she, you know, they both walk, you know, foot flat the whole time. They don't bend the knee. They don't bend the ankles or whatever it is. They don't bend the feet or whatever. They always walk so flat, and that's why they make such good footprints. It's really quite amazing about how they've studied how the footprints are done. That's why it's always a full embed of a foot. It's really quite amazing. And actually, I saw on some YouTube video about how that Patterson film, like, for people who research that, obviously know that it's not just like a, you know, guy in a suit, nor is it a male, it's a female, you know, Bigfoot. Because, you know, it shows that it has breasts and its wings, you know, the breast, you know. The main point is it's more tilt than that footage. Apparently, if one guy studied it, and he can kind of make out like if there are other Bigfoots in the background, in between the trees, almost like children, like type of ones. But not only just that, this is the real kicker, is that if you really, that actually has a bag, as funny as it sounds, but actually has a bag, like if it's a medicine bag, swinging on the hidden side of itself, where it looks like it has like a type of like a sack of maybe like medicine berries or something. Like, they must be pretty intelligent creatures. But you know, in that general vicinity of the hill that I walk across, you know, quite regularly. And so I remember, like, back in, 2005, walking across there. Anyway, I saw, like, you know, two lights. I saw, like, two, but they weren't UFOs, you know, talking about that. They were, like, beams, you know, they were, like orbs, I mean, like, you know, like, they were dancing around each other, like, so, like, dancing around, and it would have been about 5-6 seconds, and then they just went away. The thing is, I don't believe they were UFOs. I believe they must have been like some type of, I mean, they were pretty large orbs, you know, enough to be UFOs. It was that actual size. The thing is, I don't believe they were UFOs. I believe they were like, it would have been too dangerous to maneuver that way. It's like, to be spinning around each other, dancing around like that, it would have been just far too dangerous. And I was just, you know, just walking across. It was about night time. And I just happened with my eye walking. And I was like, wow. You know, it's just one of those things, you know? It's really quite incredible. But let's play some music, shall we? Let's enjoy some music. All right. Let's get this going. But anyway, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's broadcast. I'm going to do a 2-hour special tomorrow, playing music and rambling. And then on the 5th, which probably will be like, I mean, the 5th Australian time, it'll be the 6th probably American, and wherever around the world, in England and everything like that, you know. But that's why I'll start having guests on, so. Tomorrow I'm going to do like a 2-hour show. I'm going to do it like, you know, at lunchtime, my time. And it's going to be good. Be able to, you know, just have a full-on good time for 2 hours straight. It'll be good. So anyway, let's play some music.
Look what we started, baby. You're not what I expected. All I ever wanted was one. Look what we started, baby. You still look for exit. All I ever wanted was one. Shine, 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 shine. Yeah, you just gotta bend your knees on beat, you know? Miles from home, my style is grown. Sick of getting played like a xylophone. My instrument is me with thousands of bones. Wildin', I just wanna zone. My mama knows I need a chick to be kinda dope. Smile a lot, give a lot of dome. Only to me, spoil me with your badass. You are like royalty, baby, catch that. See the rain is making me feel painless. This relationship is so dangerous. If they find out, what will they make of it? So I savor every kiss like it's ancient. You ain't missing a thing what other niggas who sing. I need cash just to give you a ring. Love at first sight, but it was blocked by pain. So for you, I'll exceed the top
won't
five
you,
in the
baby,
game.
In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck in where your mind.
Bedtime. You and I fell in love is the headline. Instead of whining about what I've been finding, I stay silent and let you chime in. You want me to talk, fine then. Someone broke your heart, let me find them. But I hate fights, and now I got stage fright. Until I'm at your place, it's a late night. You make me smile, stop doing that. A lot is on my mind when I rap. In fact, you are a lot, I guess I rap for you. You say the sex is magical. After you, chivalry I have to do. I love it when you catch an attitude. I wanna tease you just to laugh at you. So to make up sex to be a fashion move.
Baby,
come on.
In the city lights,
yeah.
I swear I hear you call my name. Call my
now.
Name. There's nothing right.
Right.
I'm stuck in where you're mine.
My brain, you call out my name and that's fame. I'm looking great, but I still feel shame. For real, it's the game. I feel insane, but when I'm with you, my feelings change. I love you. I really hope you feel the same. You know what I am. You're holding my hand. No one else can, so I'm your man. Your palm reads bliss. What are we miss? You are what I miss, and we all need this. Love and affection is all we miss from the world, but with each other, that's all we get. I wanna hear you out. Talk to me, miss. I hardly want to slip. The ultimate kiss. Call me whenever. Call me forever. As long as I can call us together.
You,
I love
baby,
you.
In the city lights.
Uh-huh.
I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right.
You
I'm stuck
fun
in
yet?
Your mind.
Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock. Before Camby, that just popped, the doors were closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the lock. Now let's go. Take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus, I ain't had no phone in my apartment. Let's take them back to the club. At least about an hour, I stand online. I just wanted to dance. I went to Jacob an hour after I got my advance. I just wanted to shine. Jay's favorite line, dog, in due time. Now he look at me like, damn, dog, you what I am. A hip-hop legend, I think I died in an accident, cause this must be heaven. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high. Back with Slick Rick, got this shit that pop. I'd do anything to say I got it. Damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beef, me and my girls split the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, nobody thinking he ain't better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came, the chicken things she came dipping. Any girl I cheated on, she cheated on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song now. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
Yes, yes, yes. Guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like here till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz but bitter on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the surf. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mumbra, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On guard, a touche Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gunshot, becoming correct as a porn star. And the fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are. Like,
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die,
yeah,
you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high.
You gonna touch the sky? I'm gonna touch the sky.
Excuse me.
Yeah, speaking of the sky. So what we think of what the sky is, switching gears. When I say switching gears, I need no intro. you know, talking about the sky though, you know, is that it's not what we think it is like. You know, and I'm really switching gears here, but you know, I'll get into it like another time, like. Like, when I did my two-hour shows, you know, like, you know, but anyway, like, I'll just skip over this briefly, but, you know, the, you know, I'll probably really sound mad, but, you know, this whole Earth is really not round. They say, like, oh, well, other planets, the sun's round, the star's round. Well, other planets are round, why not this one? And I can get into all that, but I will another time, but, and, you know, because, you know, fire, flames kind of exist down with oxygen-deprived areas, such as outer space. The stars are actually, as a matter of fact, within the circumference, above the sky, if you will, and so is the sun, and so is the moon. It's actually within this dome of which we live in. People will think the world is round. Not the way we think it is. And the sun is actually the same size as the moon. It's actually quite small. It's the exact same size as the moon. It's actually quite small. And we know this because of the sun's rays coming through the clouds and the sun's rays in general. You know, the sun was so massively big, what they say it is, it doesn't make sense. And it's like, where's the, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, in outer space, the way we think about space does not exist. Planets don't really exist the way we think they do. A lot of things don't exist. You know, first and second heaven, third heaven, you know. Yeah, but outer space does not exist the way we think it does. And, you know, when people talk about, oh, did they go to the moon or not, the thing is, yeah, sure. And it's not that far probably to get there at all, because they don't even have to go to outer space. That's why probably a lot of it looks a bit funny, because it's not exactly how people think it is, you know. And, but anyway, all kinds of things. Where they've even, like, you know, people raised up air balloons with cameras. People think that they're curvatured, and it's just not. And, you know, the whole thing about, you know, they put cameras up, you know, I'm only skipping through all this, but, you know, they, like, a majority of cameras, when they show, like, you know, the Earth, the cameras already pre-circumference, or aeroplanes in general are, like, got windows where they've, like, they're modified to be circumference, you know? And you can see these pictures on the internet about, you know, it's like, I shot from Australia, from up above, you know, and it's so, like, Photoshop curved to the point it's too curved, you know. And about how, like, you know, all kinds of things. I could go on for ages, all about the flat Earth. And people, as soon as you start talking about the flat Earth, people start thinking, you know, about, oh, he's going to start talking about monsters or something. Well, let me tell you something, Tony. There's monsters out there, all right. But, yeah, I don't know. That's for another time, yeah. I'm going about all that. And about how, like, you know, what about the planes or anything like that, you know, the travel, you know. But, yeah, like, anyway, like, I'll get into that another whole time, you know. But, yeah. But anyway, moving along. My goodness. I just hope everyone's having a good time, because I feel like playing some more music. Let's enjoy it. All right.
But they got me working.
Than to, you know, stuff all these, like, you know, like, say if you were to have, like, a UFO, which would still be cool, you know, but, like, you know, what be a, like, what would be better than to actually have an actual starship? You know, go around an actual, you know, in an angelic thing. So what better than actually just to be able to fly, you know? Because I believe the, you know, ancient of old times, like, you know, days of, like, even before Egypt, possibly even Egypt days, you know? Because the thing is, I believe people probably used to fly. I mean, it's, come on now. Think about it, you know? It's such the spiritual advancement. People are looking constantly to you know, the mechanical advancements of things, of computers and technology. When people should be focusing more on the, you know, the spiritual side of things, you know? Telekinesis, limitation, psychic ability, you know, all those things. And yet, scientists are nothing more than mechanics. You know, just mostly the, you know, physical side of things. And if they do talk about physics, and like an electrical, you know, on an atom basis, nevertheless, they're still on a physical side. You know, a spiritual thing is something that you can't see. And then they'll say, well, that's different spectrums, and I guess so, of course, you know, but still. But anyway, talking about Egypt, though, like, you know, Egypt is much older than people realize. You know? It wasn't like as if they actually, you know, Egyptians were not, you know, of the Egyptians of today, where they're like Arab type of people. You know, they were beautiful black people. They would have looked like Eddie Murphy and Whitney Houston. They would have looked all beautiful, you know, like Africans, you know. They were basically like that, you know. I mean, look at the statues, look at the hieroglyphics. I mean, all they've seen, you know, they were beautiful people. And they're all for the, you know, advancement, you know, of the spiritual power. I mean, you look at the, you know, where you see Egyptians walking, you know, the whole, just like the song, walk like an Egyptian. That's actually, you know, the real story of that, you know, it's like, you know, the horror, like, what is it, like the, you know, they're going up the consciousness wall, lifting up the consciousness. That's the whole point of the stuff, the, you know, inner connection of all those things. But, you know, Egypt is so old that even King Tut said that it was ancient to him back in his time. You know, we have this idea that the pyramids are so old, but they're even much more older than people realize. Even for King Tut to say that it's even ancient when he was back in his day, you know. Pretty cool stuff. You know, I believe they were like, you know, it was a consciousness thing. You know, they sit in the tomb and they don't have to actually have to travel. They don't have to travel. It's more of an interdimensional travel and still sit in the same room, you know. The spirits moving around like in a virtual real, but it's a virtual real life thing, you know. You know, can't think of themselves and stuff, you know. They don't have to move around. You know, to be holy, you don't have to do anything. You stand still and know that, you know, God is God and we're, you know, smaller gods. You have to, you know, that's the whole thing. To be holy, you need not do anything. Anyway, pretty cool stuff. So, you know, your UFOs are overrated. You know, flying around tin cans, who cares? You know, now the fly, I mean, still flying in a physical sense, of course it'd be still cool. Why not? I say, why not? Anyway, I might play a bit more music, yeah? Enjoy. Oh, hang on. Before I say about that, I believe stars are interconnected. I mean, like, as in, like, a little dot to dot. I reckon, anyway. But, you know, like a literal, like, lines thing. You know, but, my goodness, what was I going to say? Anyway, enough of my rambling. Let's play some music, shall we? All right. Enjoy.
Well, Big Ride and Big Jet Plane. Yeah, I was just thinking before about like how people always wonder about the pyramids, though. What they reckon about how were they built? But everything I say in this show, when it comes to having a guest, I'm not saying I'm better than the next man. I'm just making that very clear. I'm just saying that very clearly. I am no better than the next man. I am just as silly as anyone else. Anyway, about the whole pyramids, you know, the way they would have been built. And of course it was that way. It wasn't like alien technology or even technology in general. It would have been the telekinesis. It would have been such a high state of, you know, of their being that they would have used their minds. You know, just like how, you know, what was it? You know, these guys where they can bend spoons with their mind, you know, the telekinesis, you know. It would have been just simply like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's simply how it would have been done. But, you know, anyway, enough of my rambling. I'll be back tomorrow. It'll be a two-hour show. It'll be, basically lunchtime around that time, my time. However it is, your time. Check it out anyway. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. I love you all. Have a very good night or have a very good day. This is the radio show. Catch you all tomorrow. Two-hour special. Catch you then.
Girl, that you are born.